out of town starting tomorrow. Be back on Thursday. Alexander will be preaching Sunday without me. And then on Wednesday you'll be here, but I will be back, the Lord willing. Thank you, Jesus. How many loves the Lord tonight?
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus. Good to see each one that can make it out. Hallelujah. Galatians 3, verse 1. O foolish Galatians, who hath bewitched you, that you should not obey the truth, before whose eyes Jesus Christ has been heavily set forth, crucified among you. It's only what I learn of you. Receive ye the Spirit by the works of the law, or by the hearing of faith? Are ye so foolish, having begun in the Spirit, are ye now made perfect by the flesh? Have ye suffered so many things in vain, if it be yet in vain? He therefore that ministereth unto you the Spirit, and worketh miracles among you, doeth he by the works of the law, or by the hearing of faith? I went all around and around about titles for tonight. I think I'm going to settle on this. Witchcraft in the message tonight. Witchcraft in the message. Let's bow our heads together. The greatest thing in the world, the Word of God. As we approach Him reverently with all our hearts, there's something you'd just like to lift up with an uplifted hand. God bless each one. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we thank You, Lord, for fulfilling Your Word again tonight. You said where two or three would gather in Your name, that You'd be amongst us, Lord. And we're glad, Lord, that You've given us eyes to see. For many people might be in the same atmosphere that we're in now and not think anything of it, Lord, and just think it's another service and just looking at the clock ready to go. Well, You've done something to our eyes. You've done something to our hearts, Lord, and You've made us so we can see things, we know things that the world knows nothing of. And we're grateful, Lord, that they might have their glamour, they might have their riches, but we've got the greatest thing in the world right here in our midst. Lord, there's nowhere we'd rather be right now but right here in Your presence, Lord, doing the will of God, coming to church like You told us to. I pray, Lord, as I take the sacred Word of God into my hands, that, Lord, You would be the one that came and opened it off the pages and put it right into our hearts, Lord. The time is so short. We know that, Father. It's just been in our heart bubbling up that the coming of the Lord is here. It's here. It's here. I pray that tonight, Lord, You take this unworthy vessel, Lord, and just sanctify it by Your Spirit and feed the children of God tonight the bread of life, the Word of God, Yourself here amongst us, Lord. Heal those that are sick. Save those that are lost. Find those last ones, Father, that we can go be with You forever. Grant it, Lord, we pray. We give You all the preeminence, Lord. We don't want to have a thought coming or going. We just want the Word to have the preeminence now. In Jesus Christ's name we pray. Amen. Amen. You may be seated tonight. Hallelujah. Y'all praying for your pastor tonight? You know, I love the Word of God. I've always loved the Word of God. Even in the world, you try to read something else, nothing measures up to the truth in this Word. You can read the same thing over and over again. I've even done that here in Galatians. That's pretty much all I've been reading as far as the Bible and studying and finding scriptures and things. But as far as my reading, I just keep going through it, keep going through it, keep going through it. And it don't matter. It's an eternal book. It is God. You'll never be able to exhaust this fountain of wisdom and life and joy and peace. It's just all laying right here in the Word. And I thank God that I don't believe in, or that He got a hold of me, as Brother Branham said, that God got a hold of me for a church did. That I found out that this was the absolute.
Amen.
That's right. That I didn't have to go figure nothing out. I never was asked to. Jesus never said, did we understand it? He said, do you believe it?
Amen.
That's right. So when I come to scriptures like this, and I begin to weigh it out, you'll find out that no matter how confusing you might think it is, if you'll just get in the presence of God and let the Holy Spirit come, He'll bring it off the page and show you there's not one iota that contradicts in this Bible. I've shown you many times where people think they know what Jesus is all about, and I'll go read something that Jesus said and they'll say, well, I don't know about that. Well, you got something wrong somewhere. And we've done that with the Apostle Paul here in Galatians. I think we've started to expose that there was a little bit more to this than what a lot of people give face value. You know, they think that, oh yeah, I believe Paul, and then turn down Brother Branham. No, you wouldn't have. I'd have believed Noah, but turned down this message. No, you wouldn't have. You'd have been right on the outside drowning with the rest of them. You'd have been just like Demas, who forsook the Word of God, loving this present world. Hallelujah. There's no redemption for Demas. We won't see him. I don't believe that. I don't believe I'm going to see Judas. I've met other souls, unfortunately, in this life that I know I will not see over there on the right side. And people think, well, you can't say that, Brother Andrew. Well, how in the world did Paul do it? He said, you child of the devil, full of all subtlety. How long will you pervert the right ways of the Lord? Is he allowed to say that? Yes, because the Spirit of God can call out a man what he is. And I pray we don't come with any fronts tonight, but we just come honest before the Lord. That, Lord, I believe I'm a Christian. I believe I'm in a group of Christians tonight that's received the apostolic experience of the baptism of the Holy Ghost, that's been led to the truth of God's Word. But we still come with open arms before the Lord and say, Father, if there's anything, any bar been lowered, anything I've compromised, Lord, I come to the house of correction. I want to be made right. Hallelujah. We don't believe works save. We've hit that over and over again. We'll hit that maybe a little bit again tonight. But bless God, I'll tell you this much. If you got that life in you, you have to be like Him. Amen. There ain't no getting around it. You can be an acorn tree all day and tell me you're an apple tree and just keep on barking at me. I'm an apple tree. I done studied the quote. I'm an apple tree. I know what they're supposed to do. That's great. But buddy, you got acorns all around you. And that's what Paul came with these Galatians. These Galatians, he had got them started off right on the Word. We understand that. But now we're beginning to realize more and more that so many voices got into the church that began to twist away from Paul. They really started to question him. And all it took was a little bit of questioning before they were ready to throw him out the door. And we'll get to it later, but he said, you ran well. Who did hinder you? People think that sending away their day of grace is committing adultery or getting drunk or something like that, which are things we ought not to do, but the blood can forgive that. But to blaspheme the Holy Ghost, to turn on the Word of God and call it the devil, you're done. But these Galatians had a chance. I thank God for that. You know, when we think we can mess up too bad, I'm glad that the book of Corinthians was still laying there, that a man that had done took his mother's other wife and went off with her and things, that they gave that man unto Satan. Satan went after him and was allowed to beat the snot out of him, but he came back. Amen. That's right. There's still a chance. But you don't see that with Demas. Do you understand now? And this is what I'm talking about. I'm talking about something that we just blow over the top. The closer you get to truth and still have false is the worse you are. Paul starts out here, he says, O foolish Galatians, who hath bewitched you? Who would have thought he would use such a term? But we know what the Bible says. Rebellion is the sin of witchcraft. What happens is because the second you begin to rebel against God, how do you rebel against God? As you say, God, I know what your word says, but I got a better idea. I know what I'm supposed to do, but I don't feel led to do that. I don't care how you feel led. You need to be led by the Spirit, but don't tell me the Spirit told you to do something this word didn't say. This Spirit of God said in the word to come to church. Amen. That's right. It said to pay tithes. It said to support the work of God. It said to be faithful. And I wish we quit trying to do big things and I get a group of people that can just do that. Amen. I'll tell you what, I appreciate that more than anything. A soul that gets in here, that's sincere, gets down and prays, that brings the anointing of God to service. That's what makes it easy for the message to come out and get to souls. But when you got people just don't even show up in the first place, come on now. I'm just preaching. I don't know. I'm not here to be nothing. I'm here to say what the Word says. When you can't even make it here, when you got every excuse in the book, you're telling me that you've got the Holy Ghost and it can't even overcome that stuff? It's time to call black, black, and white, white. I have hope that people have the Holy Ghost, but when I look at their lives, I say, God, they need something because something's wrong somewhere. Amen. Sure. We all got different things we struggle with. We all got different, my sin ain't no different than yours. I might struggle with this, you struggle with that, but there's certain things I just don't understand. I'll tell you that much. Once I got right with God, I can't count on my hand missing church. That's just me, brother, sister. I just fell in love with somebody. I didn't fall in love with the doctrine. I didn't fall in love with the church either. When God told me to move on, I moved on. But there's one thing, I was following the Word. Amen. We get so wrapped up in trying to follow men and follow systems that when those things fall apart, we fall apart. But if you'll just get anchored into the Word, you won't have to worry about paying your tithes. You ain't paying it to some pastor you don't like. You ain't paying it to some church that used it for something they ought not to. Come on now. You're giving it to God because God promised it to you. I've never seen him fail.
Amen.
No, sir, you give me somebody that's paid tithes in faith, they will not struggle financially. I believe with all my heart. You might think you're struggling. You might think I only got 10 bucks. But oh my, he's got the whole heavens waiting to open up to you. I believe that with all my heart. I've been down to the end of the road, but I always had a faith that that God is going to take care of me, and he does. That's right. So what is witchcraft? What was getting in? He says, who hath bewitched you? Why? Because look, you've been so tricked that you can't see what Paul was saying. You're crucifying the Lord you say you serve. The same God that I've brought to you, Jesus Christ, the revelation of Jesus Christ that you believe because of these false doctrines, you've crucified him. And he's evidently right before you. You can see it on every side. But see, if you get trained into a false doctrine so long, you'll say, well, it's just the way it's going to be. And oh my, how we've been sucking that stuff down here in this message. That's the witchcraft I'm talking about now. Well, we ain't got no Holy Ghost around anymore. And we got every reason why we don't need it. Woo, that ain't me, brother, sister. When we can worship the Lord, you know, if you want to sing, that's all right. We got a good lot song leader. He can do a good job. We got a good song leader. I appreciate the Lord. That's right. You give me, if I just had a few dads as sincere as he is about song leading, we'd be getting somewhere. That's right. Praise the Lord. But it's not about all that. It's not about how we can form a relationship or a religion. That's what I want to say. It's about us in Christ. When you begin to go into worldly wisdom, and that's what he was getting at here. They had come up with these ideas of what they're supposed to be and what they're supposed to do. And what does that begin to do? It crucifies Christ amongst the people. It pushes him out the door. And all we're doing is just sitting here. We just sing a few songs. We just maybe say amen if we get real excited one time. Can't just do it because God stirred my heart. Can't do it because, you know, I just love the Lord. I don't feel good, but I don't care anyways, Lord. Can't praise the Lord just because. Just because he is. Do you praise the Lord because he heals you? Come on now. Do you praise the Lord because he's good to you? I'll tell you, if you need to break all that down and say, Lord, I praise you just because of who you are. You're just so good, Lord. Romans 1, I'm going to read you scriptures. I just want you to, I got a lot. So Romans 1:22 says, professing themselves to be wise, they became fools. Here are these people here. He says, are you so foolish, having begun in the Spirit, being now made perfect in the flesh? You look up that word foolish. It means unintelligent. By implication, sensual. What does that mean? Basing things off your feelings. Foolish, unwise, and you find me somebody. What is it? Is they're blind now? And if I'm blind, I don't have a choice but to use my feelings to get around.
Amen.
It doesn't matter how well I think I got to figure. I still got to use my feelings because if I can't feel it, I'm going to run into something. And if you're blind long enough, you'll think that's just the way it's going to be. But praise God, let God come on the scene one time and put on some eye salve and let you see the gospel. You don't need nobody else no more. I can just walk. I can see exactly where I'm going. You hear some preacher say, we don't need those miracles no more. We don't need that moving of the Holy Ghost. It don't move you at all. It says, that's the way I'm supposed to go. They got you going off this side. That's how you say, that's fire. Right, that's far over there. All right, stepping over there. Tell you, sisters, go ahead, wear high heels. You say, whoa, that's a little tricky walking down there in high heels.
Amen.
Oh, I said it. That's all right. But you better leave them high heels in the trash where they belong.
Amen.
That's right. I didn't say just because you got thick sole. I mean, you got a shoe that sticks up, but don't give me those heels now. That's a bunch of nonsense. That is made for sexual pleasure. That is it. There ain't no other way. You find me one thing that's good about them outside of that. And that ain't no good. That's right. Hallelujah. That's that definition I got was from Strong's. I can't even say this word. Anoietos is what the word is for foolish. But what was it? Is they were professing themselves to be wise. When we think of somebody that's an intellectual believer, we think they're smart. We think they got it all. They're just smarter than I am. They just know how to put it together right. But see, that's not what he's talking about. Someone who is foolish, according to scriptures, is an idiot before God. And I can use the word idiot. Is that all right?
Yeah.
Ignoramus. What else do I need to say? That one's in the message, right? I can say that one. Maybe he said idiot too. You look it up for me tonight. How about that? But we use, sometimes we get a little way of what certain words mean, but that's what it means in our language nowadays. To be foolish is, how stupid are you? If he that comes, you know, preaches another Jesus, whoa, he's accursed. See, they were waiting for Paul probably when he was going to write his letter after hearing about their report. They're probably waiting for that pat on the back that they had taken what Paul said and they had added things, and it's been glorious ever since. They tried to do this with this message. I know what Brother Branham said, but God showed me. I know the prophet of God, but that was 50 years ago. That's when the message was coming off fresh, but you know, we're here we are 50 years later. Oh my. That's when you know some ain't got no revelation. Because the message is no older. This message that we've been given, that's what it is. It took this word that we didn't understand and it took the seals and broke it open. It took this manna that we didn't know how to eat and it shoved it down our throats. And we said, give me more, fill me till I can't eat no more. Hallelujah. Foolish Galatians, who has bewitched you? Do you understand how much God speaks against worldly wisdom? It's over and over and over again. And I want you to open your Bibles to these things. It's just in 1 Corinthians. And I'm just going to keep reading a whole bunch of these. 1 Corinthians 1:19. For it is written, I will destroy the wisdom of the wise and will bring to nothing the understanding of the prudent. Where is the wise? Where is the scribe? Where is the disputer of this world? Hath not God made foolish the wisdom of this world? Go to chapter 2 now. Stay right there in 1 Corinthians. I'll turn there with you now. Chapter 2, verse 4. And my speech and my preaching was not with enticing words of man's wisdom, but in demonstration of the Spirit and of power. I got to stop right there, because that's right there. That's what this witchcraft I'm talking about, getting into this message anymore. All we want out as a preacher is how eloquent is he with the quotes? How well can he snap them off and just say them to me? How well can he put it together to make everybody feel good and get us all shouting things? But if there ain't no lick of truth behind it, if God don't show up, if the sick leave sick, if the backslidden leave backslidden, if the sinner just snuggles in and is all comfortable. Paul didn't say, my revival was the power of God. He said, my preaching.
Yeah. Amen.
Just preaching the word. My what he called preaching is not what we call preaching. Why? Witchcraft got into the message. We think preaching's a man. He gets up here and talks. And I've seen preachers scared to death to speak in tongues. Scared to death to prophesy or to claim out in faith or speak something that the Lord tells them. How in the world are you preaching then? Because it's the same thing.
Amen.
You're not preaching. You're just talking.
That's right.
I think I heard this one time. It's just a little side. But Wigglesworth one time, I think it was before he's even converted. Man was walking by, looked in there and saw Wigglesworth. He went into town or something, did a bunch of stuff, come back, looked in there and he's still at the pulpit. He went to a man in the back, said, he's still preaching? He's like, no, he was done preaching 3 hours ago, but he's still talking. Because preaching ain't the same as being an intellectual speaker. We've got plenty of that. You need that? We got Joel Osteen. We got Benny Hinn. We got those. But we were given a voice that didn't just say things, but could right in the middle of a service say, wait a minute now, right there's a problem. Pray for that sister over there. She's fainting over there, but go ahead, she'll be all right. That's right. Hallelujah. We'll cut it off, say, the Holy Ghost here now. Let me tell you where you live. And hallelujah. Do you believe that? Now here's the thing. The same God that sent Malachi 4 is fulfilling the rest of it. I send you, Malachi 4. I send you to restore your faith, not to some witchcraft men's wisdom, but to the power of God.
Yes.
To where you can look a sickness in the face and say, get it out, Satan.
Yes.
Oh yeah, your religious buddies that got their doctors figure out look at you and say, what? What you doing here? Don't you know you're supposed to stay in order? That is order. What in the world are we letting order keeping the devil in the church? Oh yeah, that's good church, George. Let all the devils sit down and be comfortable. You got a devil telling you and distracting you and think you can go ahead and rebuke him right now in the name of Jesus Christ, because you ain't hearing no message with the devil in the way. Hallelujah. Paul's definition of preaching was not enticing words. It wasn't putting it together right. It was the power of God and the demonstration of the Holy Ghost. Where you can look at a soul and say, I know he's received it. And I can know that that's a devil and that's a God. Whew. All right. Not enticing words of man's wisdom, but in demonstration of the Spirit and of power. That your faith should not stand in the wisdom of men, but in the power of God. That your faith, what is he saying? That your faith would rest where it's supposed to, which its only resting place is the Word of God. And when you begin to take away from that, you know what you've become? A witch. A wizard. You've taken the Word of God and put witchcraft into it. Why? Because you'll try to still work in the supernatural. But if you're not working in the supernatural with God, you're working in the supernatural with devils. And devils know how to put ties on. Devils know how to say the quotes. Devils know what's Acts 2:38. Oh yeah, they do. But they can't get it off the page into the human heart. Whew. Be it. Now look, I'm gonna already start keeping you balanced on this. Are we saying that we don't need wisdom? No way. The Bible tells us to have wisdom. Are we saying that we're stupid? No, we're not, but we are to the world. That's right. We're not stupid. Lambs aren't dumb as we, you know, everybody thinks all sheep are just stupid. No, we just know to follow the shepherd. I might know other things, but if I'm a good sheep, I ain't going to pay no attention to all that stuff. I'm going to follow the shepherd. A lot of people think simple and shallow are the same thing. No. Simple. Let me give you an illustration right here. There was a rock one time in the way of Lazarus getting resurrected. And Jesus gave him the simple message. Move the stone. And they could have made it real complicated, couldn't they? It sounds simple, but it's not shallow by no means, though. I'll tell you that, because a dead man that was, or a man dead 4 days, rose out of the grave. You tell me how he did it. But it was real simple. He's the Messiah. Once you had a revelation of the simplicity of it, you can say, well, if that's God, surely he'd call a dead body back to life. That's not shallow, but it's simple. But if we'd have let some witchcraft then come into there, I said witchcraft, but it's the same as worldly wisdom, intellectualism. They said, but, you know, like Mary tried to offer Jesus, or Martha, one of the two, said, but Lord, by this time he stinketh. But Jesus said, if you believe, you know, all things are possible. If you said you thought I was the resurrection and life, then get that stone out of the way already. But brother so-and-so could have came by, you know, real established, knows the quotes. Say, well, it might stink, guys. I'll tell you what we'll do. Let's all get some gas mask on first. And then we'll pull a hole in the side. And we'll see if it stinks. And if it does, then we know that we just need to go back and listen again to the tapes and figure out where we went wrong. See, when Peter got up on the pedestal in Acts 2, he didn't say, well, maybe, you know, if I feel led, this is what Joel said. This is what the Bible said was going to happen. No, he said, this is that. That was spoken by the prophet Joel. When Jesus knew where he was standing, he said, move the stone, for I'm going to show you the glory of God. He will raise from the dead. There was no question, but we've got to get to that place where God can speak to us by revelation. And you need to learn that you have to walk out in faith to demonstrate it. And that is preaching the gospel. We can hand out tracts, we can do these things, and God has used that at times, but the life of God is the only thing that will ever bring a soul to truth. Hallelujah. God help us to get dumb enough to trust Him. To just forget about everything else and stop making it complicated. It's never complicated. It might not be easy, but I'll tell you one thing, it ain't complicated. If you're backslid tonight, I'll tell you, it's an easy solution. It might not be an easy solution, but it's simple. Repent. People want to go add other things you got to do to get right with God. That's what you got to do. Because there's nothing else can help you but the blood of Jesus Christ. And the only way you can get into that blood is to repent of your sins. Amen. Let me read you more. It comes right, it's very same line. 1 Corinthians 3:19. For the wisdom of this world is foolishness with God. For it is written, He taketh the wise in their own craftiness. 2 Corinthians 1:12. For our rejoicing is this, the testimony of our conscience, that in simplicity and godly sincerity, not with fleshly wisdom, but by the grace of God, we had our conversation in this world and are more abundant to you, Lord. He says in 1 Corinthians 14:20, brethren, be not children in understanding, howbeit in malice be ye children, but in understanding be men. And then if you go to Ephesians, just keep listening now. Ephesians 5:16, redeeming the time because the days are evil. Wherefore be ye not unwise, but understanding what the will of the Lord is. So when we go to find out, what are we supposed to know in our life? You want to know what it is? What is God saying? What is God's will? And if you know His Word, that's His will. There's no praying for special revelations. I don't know how many times I can't stand that stuff. You look, get somebody that needs a promise. You'll lead them right to the Word and say, well, I'll pray about that. Too late for praying. It's time for believing. Because you've been given the Word. God has now spoke to you. It is the Word. It is the Word. That means God spoke it. And you tell me when it lost its power.
Amen.
It didn't. So what are we supposed to understand? What is the will of the Lord? That's the wisdom we're supposed to have. The wisdom of the world is you figured it out. You know the trick. You've got the gimmick. That's why Brother Bram said you worry about somebody that's always got an answer. That's right. If it ain't something in the Word, they're just blowing out hot air. And we've seen that too many times. And what will they begin to do and say, well, you go to ask them and say, you told me this, but I just can't find the Word to say, well, I just feel like that's the will of the Lord. I don't care. And you'll go and say, look, here's what the prophet said. I know that, but God told me. You're done. I'm sorry. You have come too late because I was there. I was there when this message came alive. I was there when I got the Holy Ghost. And what you're telling me now, the voice that spoke to me then is saying, it's wrong.
Yep.
And I'll let the God that answers by fire be God. I don't need enticing words to prove that I'm called a God. It's the power and demonstration that proves a man's called of God. If a man prays for the sick and they don't ever get healed, I'd question that. Come on now. If a man, I know what quote you're thinking of, but Brother Bram sure didn't apply it the way you think he did when he said that I pray 500 and they all die, I'd still be praying. Yeah, but tell me the time he accepted that. You show me a time where he's just like, oh no, you're all going to die. No, that ain't the way. But the point he was trying to make is it doesn't matter. It's still true. It doesn't matter what happens in life. The Word is always true. Always. Hallelujah. I love this quote. I put it on my Facebook. But Jehovah Jireh 2 says, in the Bible is written so that the educated and smart can never understand it. You have to be in love with God to understand it. That's right. It's time, church, for us to get the witchcraft out of our life. You know what the witchcraft is? Instead of having a question and praying about it, you go, well, I'll go find this scripture and I'll run it with this and I'll find this quote and I'll get it all figured out and then I'll know I'm doing right. And all you do is make yourself more miserable all the time. You'll just spiral on right down to a big belly well of confusion and of doubt. And before you know it, you'll find somebody on the internet who done interpreted this other way. And before you know it, you don't even know if you believe this message anymore. You get off that internet right now when it comes to that trash. I've already been there too. I've clicked on their stuff and the devil's all over it. Amen. That's right. And he is intellectually the smartest man you ever met. You cannot outwit him, but revelation proves that he is not right. You watch the life of these people that's left the message. You show me the power of God. You show me the demonstration of the Spirit. You show me even common decency. It's not even existing outside this message anymore. It's not. It's nowhere to be found, and it's dead, and it's even getting scarce in our ranks, but we know that the truth of the gospel will stand. There's an elected bride, and this message came to find them.
Amen.
They're not going to believe this bunch of witchcraft. They're going to believe what the Bible said, that what Paul said was, thus saith the Lord. Let him that thinks he's spiritual. Yeah, we need a little bit more of that going through the church. You think you're spiritual, then realize what Paul said is the commandments of the Lord.
Amen.
And then realize the voice done told us, what was preached back there is what's being preached now. you think Brother Andrew's bringing a new message, you came to the wrong church. If you think I got something else to say besides this message, you're going to the wrong church. This is the Word of God. It's time to take our gloves off and call black, black. When you begin to question what this voice has said, what this voice has taught about the end time, people looking at this sign, that sign, this, that, or whatever, preaching whole sermons about what's going on in the world, that's already been done. Jesus Christ has already been crucified. Amen. Just like what he was saying here, you're blinded because you're looking for something that's already happened. Told the Galatians, can't you evidently see that Christ has been crucified? And the prophet of God said he wanted to preach, there they crucified him. Do you know when he did? It was the indictment. There they crucified him. And he said, I'm here in the name of the Lord to pronounce they have crucified him again. How? With traditions. And what are traditions? We just throw it in the Word. It's witchcraft. You take the Word of God and we make traditions. Oh God, help me, help me. I don't want to stand against any brother, I don't do that. You understand that? I know, I'm realizing more and more what Brother Branham felt with thousands of ministers watching him. But you gotta say the truth. We've got orders in most message churches that have no foundation in the message at all. Brother Branham said all night, I got a quote, before and after seals if you need it. All nine spiritual gifts should be in every local assembly. I got quotes before and after that if that first branch ever puts forth another one, it will be another book of Acts.
Amen.
You wonder why I write down our testimonies? I believe it.
Amen.
I believe that's the book of Acts. It's the same God today as He's always been. We have seen so many things healed in here. We've seen souls coming back into God. That's right. We've seen backsliders come off from years of gone, 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 off some other way, heard the message all their life, but today they're in the gospel.
Amen.
That's a revival, church. That is the revival. That is the bride's revival. Don't believe this witchcraft for something that ain't going to happen. You believe a revival of the Word in the heart of every believer, that the signs are following. They're not as scared of devils. They watch them try to come in, and they've got an authority in the name of Jesus Christ. Get out of my house. Absolutely. If we'd have more men of God to stand up like that, we wouldn't have so many TVs in our houses anymore. And I ain't just saying the device, you understand that I'm talking about television, cable, and all that nonsense of the world. I've already done spoke on that. You got something good and godly that show maybe children or even watching sermons and things. There ain't nothing wrong with that. You hear me now? Say amen.
Amen.
But don't let Satan creep into that thing. No, that's right. This thing right here is the most cursed thing in the world if you let it get a hold of you. And this is worse than a TV. Hallelujah. Brother Branham said that they took the picture shows and the devil turned one on, put them in the house. Now the devil turned one on the message and put it in your pocket. That's right. We think that this message don't apply no more. Yes, it does. Yes, it does. You watch the TV on YouTube, it's the same watch TV in the world. And there ain't nothing good no more. I'm sorry, church. I can't even hardly find something to watch. Don't cuss. Much less just decent and material. And sometimes it'd be nice to just relax and watch something good and wholesome, but there ain't nothing on there. There just ain't. What is it? What's bringing in this witchcraft? Do we understand what we're talking about tonight? It's just trying to be smart. Trying to be something you're not. Look, God is not looking for fake people. He's looking for people that are sincere. That's why I don't care no more. I just got to say what the Word says. If you've got a life in you that don't drive you to church, Brother Bram said you don't love God.
That's right.
If you don't want to get here early, you're not coming up to the Word of God, because the Bible said, or Brother Branham said, we ought to be here at least a half hour early to pray. Some people think you only can be a half hour early. They get here 40 minutes, can't come in for some reason. He said at least a half hour. Some people think that we're supposed to always sing for exactly a half hour. Why don't you be more religious about getting here and praying then? That's right. They pick and choose what they want to do, and that's why it's wrong. And Brother Bram didn't say necessarily a half hour. He said two or three songs. Maybe a special. What happened to those quotes? Oh, it's just for Bram Tabernacle. Oh, is it? I don't remember him saying that in the Bible. Actually, I remember what the angel of the Lord came to Brother Bram and said. It says, this is not your tabernacle. And put him up on the horn and says, this is your tabernacle. Glory. It's so much simpler just to believe the message. I'm here to tell you that. What's spreading this witchcraft is not what people think. It's not the sinner or so-called. And, you know, those people do need grace, but they got a way better chance than the group I'm talking about. When you talk about this group, that's where you find your Judases. You find your Cains. You find those that just didn't have a obedience, yet were religious, yet believed the same God, so-called, followed the same message for years. We don't know what did Cain and Abel maybe give an offering before that? I don't know. But I do know on this day, during the process of time, things went sour. Hallelujah. And all it took was a little deviation from the Word. That's all it took. And before you know it, Cain's slaying people. Luke 17, you all know this, so just hold on. Luke 17, 26 says, as it was in the days of Noah, so shall it be in the days of the Son of Man. And then he goes through about they ain't drank, and in the days of Lot, he said, even thus shall it be in the days when the Son of Man is revealed. And go wake Jesus, 1963. The Bible said, just before the Antediluvian destruction, and Jesus said, so will it be in the coming of the Son of Man, as it was in the days of Noah. There were giants in the earth. There were giants, great stature men. And today there's intellectual giants. There's men who are all great men, great powerful men. They know Greek just like they know Hebrew and everything, can set it together so intellectually. But where is that revival? I just want to ask that right now. I don't care how much we talk doctrine. I've debated with, and I say debate, sometimes it is, and I've discussed and had the, but I don't really care when we break all that down. Is God in this?
Right.
You're preaching this, and you might have it backed up. I had a minister one time have a whole stack of stuff, and it looked real good, but just no power behind it. I just couldn't accept what he was saying, and I kept trying to believe it and apply it, and nothing would come from it. Nothing would come from it. There's something wrong with a doctrine like that. When the deputy was looking for the gospel, how many remembers that? And Paul, and I forget exactly what happened, but some guy was coming challenging the word, and he cursed the man and said, "You're going to walk blind." And a cloud came and sheltered over his head, and he couldn't see. He went for somebody to lead him around, and the Bible says that the deputy was astonished at the doctrine of the Lord.
Amen.
That's real doctrine. That's what Paul was saying. He was preaching when that happened. He didn't necessarily have to be behind a pulpit because he was a living Bible. He was a living sermon. And God has called us to the same thing. If we'd quit trying to be intellectual and quit trying to talk and quit going into what we're calling tonight witchcraft.
Amen.
And just get in the Spirit. And live that life. How many times do we need to just back up and say, Lord, are you happy with what I'm doing?
Come on.
I wonder how much trouble we'd stay out of. I wonder how many more times God could sweep on the scene and just pull us that right direction before you know we watch a miracle before us. But what happened is witchcraft began to get into the Galatian church. He said, are you so foolish? Are you that stupid to think that you've done enough now? You've been good enough that now you can heal the sick. Really? You see why Christ was crucified among them? Because now the blood didn't mean nothing anymore. If they weren't good this week, nobody's getting healed today. If they'd done this or that or the other thing, nobody's going to do any good. No, you're right. It's not going to happen either, because the only way anything good's ever going to happen is you took a church and dived it into the blood of Jesus Christ. Because until it's in the blood, until every sin is out of the way, and I don't mean just 99%. That's what a legalist will tell you. It has to be 100%. And that just goes to show you, you can't do it outside of the Holy Ghost. It's got to be His blood. It's got to get in you. And Brother Branham said the life of the blood is what is our token today. It's the seal of God, and it gets in a person. And they are sinless. Don't let some witchcraft put sin back in your life. Come on now. You got to believe it now. Rest your faith in the Word. He called me. I believed Him. And how did you believe? We've already talked about that faith is a gift of God.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Paul said this, let me go back a little bit. He says, where was I at? And everything can set it together so intellectual. But where is that revival? Where is that God that burns on the heart of the human being? Not how intellectual it is. It takes simplicity to bring the power of God. I've seen people almost offended the way, you know how typically I pray for people. I don't pray very long. In a lot of churches, we got plenty of traditions that, my goodness, you come forward for prayer, it better be at least 5 minutes long. And you better talk the devil all up and tell how bad this is. But bless God, we're here and we're going to do this and all that. That ain't what Jesus did. When he had a legion of devils on one man, crying all kinds of things and causing all kinds of commotion. You know what Jesus did? He just came up and says, go.
Amen.
What's wrong with us? What it is we've lost sight of what the gospel is. It's not you coming to some man. It's not you coming. We've lost the idea of what the revival is going to be.
Right.
It's a bride revival. She's the only one that's going to know anything about it. And she's coming back to what? Not a thing, not a doctrine, not witchcraft, not legalism, to a person. And when you get a person to approach, even when we talk about coming from prayer and things, that's absolutely the Bible. Now you can receive it right there, but that's absolutely the Bible too. So we can't pick and choose. It's what God wants to use on what day He wants to use it. But when you come forward, you're not coming to a special service. You're not coming to a fancy prayer. You're coming to Jesus Christ. And He has called men to perfect the church. We understand that. He has called men to pray for the sick. Brother Branham said every minister is called to pray for the sick. And I believe in doing it the way the prophet did. You show me where he prayed 20, 10 minute or whatever prayers. No, sir, he never would have got through a line. They already complained about how long he took just on this few he had. What would they do if they came now? But you got to remember, back then they expected miracles. Now we're just whatever. Remember Everett C. one time? He's my, what is he again? What would it be? My dad's cousin-in-law, yeah. So he'd be my first cousin once removed, something or other. Anyways, he was talking to me. He said he's going to, I think it was a tabernacle there. And he said when they had sick, they prayed until they got healed. They waited for results. And he said, I went to another church, we prayed for people and watched them die. See, form, religion, it doesn't have any power behind it. You can be doing the same actions, but to prove if the life is really in the service. The simplicity of God will bring the power of God. That's where we've got to get to. That the Bible's the absolute. Jesus Christ has healed my infirmities. Amen. Jesus Christ knows all of my struggles. Hallelujah. We just sang that. Because that's what Paul was so afraid of. Because he saw it. He saw it in the Corinthians. He saw it in the Galatians. He just saw it coming into the church. What was it? But I fear, lest by any means, as the serpent beguiled Eve through his subtlety, so your mind should be corrupted from the simplicity that is in Christ. And we are prophesied in the Bible. You got a little bit more time? I've only been 40 minutes and I feel like I've been 4 hours. I don't know. And the Bible told us the prophet of God is just vindicated as well. As it was in the days of Noah, so is it today. And what does he say? You type it out exactly. They had those giants in the land, and they weren't just big either. They were also intellectual giants then. Brother Branham said the things that they did back then we can't even do today. That's right. But the day has replicated itself in our time. And now that we've done got so smart we're destroying ourselves, we couldn't even get that big no more because we've done diluted all our food and everything else. But the intellectual giant is the biggest they've ever been. And that is what we're talking about tonight. It's not about sinning like we think so many times. It's about doubting the Word of God. And any voice that tries to attack you, I don't care if it's from a message church.
That's right.
I don't care if it comes from this brother. If I'm wrong, look, that's all right. We got to get back to the Word. You ain't following Brother Andrew into a rapture. I ain't got no business trying to be some intercessor. That ain't what God called a man for. But the voice that's coming tonight is the voice that I believe spoke this message, which is the voice that I believe spoke the world into existence, that's telling us this is the only way. Investment 63. Now I'm not going to go too long tonight. Now we find out now that Noah was tested when he made his investment. So will you, my brother. Can we say amen to that?
Amen.
That if I'm right with God, I have to be tested. How about we quit whining about it then? How about we quit saying that's why I couldn't come to church? How about we quit saying that's why I couldn't read my Bible today? That's why I couldn't do this. Is it so easy to put God on second place? But for some reason, bless God, work never gets there. Your sleep schedule never gets there. Your lunch never gets there. That news feed never gets there, does it? God help us. So will you, my brother. And there is no test. And if there is no testing time, then you haven't made your investment yet. Because your enemy is standing there with the hammer back on his gun, with the bowstring drawn, and he's ready to shoot every poison dart that he can send. Every call and every little idea and every intellectual giant like Goliath. He'll send them around there that look so taller than the brethren that you're associating with, your little ignorant and unlearned believer or brethren. He'll send such spiritual intellectual giants and big schools that can explain the whole thing away from you.
But if you've made your investment and got your policy stamped and sealed by the Holy Spirit, there's nothing going to rub it out. And that's what we needed. That's what this message came for. That's why the voice after the seal said, stay simple.
Amen.
You're trying to make it some big thing. He preached the seals and said, there ain't but two people got it. Out of thousands, would you be able to suck that one down, or would you get offended and walk out too? Just the same as when the preacher comes down your life and shows you that you're sinning, but you want to say, no, it's all right, I can do what I want to. No, sir, if it ain't in the Word, it ain't the Word.
Amen.
Hallelujah. This is end time. Do we understand? This is the end time. And the token is back on earth to get us through. And if we've been sealed, brother, sister, I don't care how dumb you think you are. If you got the Holy Ghost, don't never step over what He tells you.
Amen.
I've done it too many times. I'm sure you can say amen to. Somebody come there and start, you say, well, I just feel led to do this. And it's like, it's right here in the Word. I saw it. Brother Branham said it over here. You know, somebody come by and before you know it, they're telling you, well, that would be fine, but you did this, or this is what's wrong. Or you've been divorced, you ain't got no promise no more. Or you fornicated before you got married, and Brother Branham said, you're not justified. What a misinterpretation of that word. You're telling me Rahab the harlot wasn't saved? You're telling me the woman at the well never really got saved? Come on now. You're telling me Mary Magdalene was a waste of time? Jesus put a lot of His ministry on the line for that one. And you're telling me He didn't even get her saved? What He means is in your body, it'll always show the mark that you were a fornicator. But don't tell me the blood of Jesus Christ don't forgive that. That's a bunch of nonsense. I can't stand that legalistic attitude. I'm better than you because I got a better pass. I got a better pass than you because I came from eternity. You see how we respond to the Word? That's the way it's supposed to be. A lot of times we'll get shouting just because the music's playing right. And I'm not opposed to that. Don't let me get you wrong. Sometimes we need a good old shouting jubilee. But if the Word ain't behind that, oh, that's a waste of time. I wasn't trying to preach like this, but we're just going to have to do it tonight. David, one time, had the right motive, had the right Word, had the right Ark of the Covenant. But yet he didn't apply it the way the Word said to. And they had the same revival going on. They had the same music playing. They had the good old gospel hymns going. And they had probably some shouting and speaking in tongues and things. Everything looked just fine. But they had it on a new cart. They had it in some denominational idea. They had it to where the sisters could trim their hair again. They had it where the brothers could skip church if they wanted to. They had it to where if you've been here long enough, you pretty much can do whatever you want. You'll stay a deacon. And if we got a vote on it, you're the one that's the troublemaker, not the deacon. That's where we got to now. When's the last time you ever seen a deacon held accountable for what the deacon's off supposed to be? But it takes a real man of God like Paul to stand up and call truth, truth. That's right. You say you shouldn't call out names, then why did he? What was it? Demetrius, he said he's a well-beloved brother and all these things, but he said Diotrephus likes to have the preeminence. Oh, hallelujah. That was actually John, by the way, just in case some of you know the Bible. I caught that after a second. John said that. But there's, again, that disciple of love calling out sin. Let me keep reading. No man has a right to preach the gospel until secretly, back on the backside of the desert, he stood on the ground with God and Him alone. There is no intellectual being in the world can explain it away from you. That's right. You were there. You know it happened. No matter how much they can explain it, but wait, something happened. You know it did. You saw it with your eyes. You talked to it. It talked back. And it sealed you into His being. And you become a part of it. You'll walk away from the intellectual giant. And we got plenty of them in the world today. And some dangerous ones too. That's well theologically trained. How much more in this message? How much more in this message? I think I already told you that, but Brother Morris one time was preaching and he had big old, I mean, it's about as thick as the Bible, honestly, but a big old binder says, this is a brother's quotes of why, I can't remember now, return ministry or something, why the return ministry is in the mess, and he put it down like that. Said they got their quotes for that. But here's the point. And really, all of this, we can say and say and say, you know what's going to prove it? The resurrection. The resurrection. If you don't go up, no point in talking doctrine now. You're still here. But I'm going up.
Amen.
I'm going up, up, up. That's right. Hallelujah. All right. And some dangerous ones too. That's well theologically trained or theologically speaking are trained to use that. And they know what they're doing, but don't fear David if the Lord God is with you. Notice Satan tried Noah on his investment and he tried him to make him doubt it. The scientists roped up to tell him that there was no rain in the skies and there were scoffers in the days of Noah. Now, if there are scoffers in that day at the income, at the end time rather, or the investments that men took in their heart to believe God's word, there is scoffers today against the word because it don't look sensible. But you see, you're not supposed to use your own sense. You say, I think, you ain't got no thought or think coming. The Bible said that the mind that was in Christ be in you. And he always did that which pleased the Father because he was the word, see? So we have no thought coming. We must just believe what he says. Say, well, I can't explain him. No, if you could, then you could explain God. You don't know God by intellectual conception. You know God by faith. It's the only way you know how to believe God. Just you can't explain him. No one can. It's not for you to. No, nobody can explain God. God is without finding out by explanation. You've got to believe him. Amen. It wouldn't be a faith no more. Now you've got to believe it. Now notice. And then Noah's great investment, here's what I want to end on today. One day paid off.
Amen.
When he stood the persecution, when he stood the scoffers, when he stood against all the things and the policies of the world of that day and all the religious things that seemed to be against him, it paid off by saving his life. He believed it. His investment paid off. And brother, sister, if there's any voice you need to hear, it's this voice that this message is the only thing that's going to hold. And one of these days you'll wake up and you'll see brother so-and-so. You'll see your grandma passed on. You'll see those saints and it'll encourage you so much you won't know how to doubt no more. There won't be one doubt left that theophany gets so close. You'll know it's any time now. Let the scoffers bite and let them say this or that. When they're still groveling down here, they'll look up and say, just like the rich man, oh, let him just touch my tongue. Let me just have one more Holy Ghost meeting, and it'll be too late. Praise God. Praise God. Foolish Galatians, who hath bewitched you? God help us to not bewitch. I'm going to tell you who's going to bewitch you. You want to know who it is? You. You're the one. You're the one that Satan will come. And he talks. You know what he sounds like when he talks to me? What you're hearing right now? He talks just like Brother Andrew. Yes, he does. You know how God talks sometimes? Actually, most times, just like Brother Andrew is right now. That's right. But what is it? One thing says this. One thing says this plus a little word over here. I'm the Lord that healeth all your infirmities sometimes. Repent and be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ for remission of sins. You shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost sometimes. For the promise is unto you. And if you're good enough, and if you've been around the message 20 years, and if you knew Brother Branham, or if you knew this special believer over here, or if you follow this pastor, then the promise is unto you. That's not what it said. Even as many as the Lord our God has called. That's why it's so important to get away from all this nonsense that the seals were opened. And what did it expose? The token. The token had to come. The sealing of a bride member had to come when the seals were opened because they didn't know who they were. But once they did, then you could receive the token. Then you could have your policy stamped. And if you believe that, brother, sister, it's time to quit doubting it. It's time to quit reasoning. It's time to quit trying to earn anything out of God and just fall in love with the man. With the man. Not with the idea. Not with some cosmos God way off there. But the God that became flesh. He became a man to be with you. He wants to be known as a man so he can fellowship with you. He was the great eternal. He's been that. But yet, when he looked at Adam, he said he's lonely down there. I know what he feels like.
Yes. Hallelujah.
Lord. Hallelujah. Are you so foolish? Having begun in the Spirit, are you now made perfect by the flesh? God help us. That's witchcraft. You know when you got perfect? You always were. You always were. You know when you realized it? When you got the Holy Ghost. Do you know what God has to do after that? Nothing. Or else, why did He seal the thing up? What kind of inspector seals up the box card and then checks it again next bus station or train station? Come on now. If he's doing that, you need to fire that man. We got too many preachers just expecting things that's already done been sealed off and not expecting the one that's falling cargo out left and right. That's right, brother, sister. If you ain't got something in your life right now that is keeping you towards the Word, you need to back up and get the Holy Ghost because you ain't sealed up yet. Your prayer life just slips on out and all these things, something wrong. Huh. Are we perfected by the flesh? Is it what we do? No, it's the Spirit of God in me. That is what brings... How do we see miracles? How does Brother Andrew do it? I wish you could just be me for a little bit and realize what steps of faith I've had to take you behind this pulpit for the things that you think just, oh, I just knew it. It just happened just intellectually. No, it don't. It's an act of faith. God begins to move on me. Y'all praying? Not even an hour yet. Hallelujah. But Dad did sing another 5 minutes, so. And I'm going on vacation, so y'all just going to have to bear with me a little bit here. He therefore that ministers to you the Spirit and worketh miracles among you, doeth he it by the works of the law or by the hearing of faith. But see, we've got to know. How did you apply faith the first time is when you obeyed the Word. It told you to repent. You obeyed the Word. It told you to get baptized. You obeyed the Word. It told you to get remission of your sins and receive the Holy Ghost. And you obeyed the Word. And it wasn't some dramatic thing. It's just the simplicity of knowing that that's the Word of God. And you hold on to it. And before you know it, God will show you. And you'll just see it. My whole life's different. My whole life's different. I'm not the same person no more. You go meet somebody who knew you before, they don't even know who you are no more. They don't even recognize you. Hallelujah. You men might have cleaned up. They don't even know who you are no more. You sister grew your hair out. I said, who is that? That's right. But when it comes to working miracles and things, we think we're going to up it up and up and up. It's just knowing who you are is what the message has come. When you try to get things where, well, I'm good enough to be saved, but I'm not good enough to speak in tongues. That's not true. If I was more gooder, I'd be a preacher. If I was more gooder, I'd be this. That ain't nothing to do with any of it. God just wants a faithful soldier. He just wants somebody that believes the Word of God. If there's anything I want to hear in life, do you want to know what it is? Is to hear that voice say, well done, good and faithful servant. What other voice matters? And to make something else our goal in life, you know, even when it comes to having services and things, I'm not interested in having a good service. I'm interested in having a bride ready for Christ. I'm interested in having souls that are prepared, that can look death in the eye. Not a bit afraid. Isn't that right? Isn't that right, Brother Warren? It don't matter. It's just a blessing. That's what Paul said. If I die, it's just a blessing. Yeah. It's more glory for me to go, but I'm here for your sake. Yeah. That's right. He said, I'll stay with you to help you out, but if I died, I'd be shouting the glory. Amen. That's the faith we need to have. Amen. And we've got away from that because we've taught some intellectual conception. We taught if we just do this. And it can be so simple, but you're a legalist. And you're not saved. If you just come to a message church and just kind of go with the rules of what you think the rules are, you're not saved. If you go home and that's how you live every day, I'm saved today because I got this done and I finally did this and that and that, you're not saved. And if you are, you've just done been backslid so long, you can't hear the voice of God no more telling you you're wrong. It happened to Saul one time, but look, this bride here, don't go going on no excuses there. The bride in this day is predestinated not to fall. She can't be deceived. Let's stand together tonight. Have you suffered so many things in vain? If it be yet in vain? Have you spent so many years being persecuted just to use some kind of reasoning that the devil put on you and doubt his word and not get healed like you should have and things like that? Do you understand how the Satan comes in like that? Hallelujah tonight. How many believes he's here? Kia D, Dad. You know him. Just he is here.
He is here. Yeah.
thank you, Lord God. Tonight, Christian friend, reverence us. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah. Have you listened to some witchcraft of the devil? Did you not find victory in Christ? Are you beginning to doubt this message, your experience? Any of those things, look, if that's the truth, get it right with God now. You've been taught the word. You don't need me to come over there. You know better, Gentile believers. You know how to get right with God. Do it now. Find yourself as a son of God again. Just feel that voice, that little spirit coming by and trying to keep you from believing that. That it, you know, it would be for me, but I did this. I'm that. And that's not how you get it. You believe it. You believe it. And in your heart, you know you've got that faith there to believe the word of God. Hallelujah. It took the quickening power to get it out of you. But we're saying that He's here now. He is the quickening power. Jesus Christ is evidently set before you. But tonight, I don't believe He's crucified. I believe He's glorified. I believe He's exalted in the heart of people that believe. Hallelujah. With every head bowed. Is there anyone who just wants to raise their hands and say, Lord, forgive me and make me right tonight? God bless you, brother, sister. Don't worry about others. Don't let that devil tell you that stuff. You'll get it right. You'll get it right. You'll break through in the Spirit. I could break through all day and don't do you a bit of good. You get in that always of always. You quit putting on a front with God and get through there. And say, Lord, I believe lies. I've let Satan come in. But I'm coming back. I'm coming back through the blood. I'm coming back to fellowship. God bless you, brother. God bless you, brother. God bless you, brother. God bless you, brother. Hallelujah. God bless you, brother. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Do you need a miracle today? Are you so foolish to think you're going to do something in the flesh to make it happen? I've gotten to the point now where I know unless God gives the Holy Ghost, it ain't coming. Hallelujah. If that heart ain't ready, but praise God when it is. There ain't nothing, there ain't no devils in hell can stop it. Just hearing about this brother Thomas, praise the Lord. They always doubt for a little while, don't they? But the word, he was still saved. It reminds me of my brother Stephen when he gave his heart to the Lord and got baptized. You couldn't help it. It's a birth. It's a new birth. And it creates an atmosphere, and I know what that atmosphere is like. It's just like a baby being born. It's just so glorious. You just can't help but cry. You can't help but praise and to be relieved and to know if they die tomorrow, I'll see them again. Hallelujah. You got loved ones that you don't have that for yet. That just hasn't quite got there. And you're saying, Lord, I still believe it, though. I still believe it. It's in my heart. I still believe it. That's why I'm hearing about Brother Thomas tonight. It's for my son, for my daughter, for my friend, for my co-worker. The one that you've moved on my heart time and time again. God, help us to quit being ashamed of this gospel. Don't be ashamed. Your one conversation with that soul might be their only chance. Don't be afraid anymore. You're a son of God. You're a daughter of God. Don't believe some witchcraft of the devil. Do the miracles by the leading of the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I just feel the revival in the room tonight. Praise God. You see people that respect the word. You know He's here. You know Jesus Christ has given you these promises. You're receiving it right here. Don't let the devil snatch it now. You keep on pressing forward. You press forward in faith. Don't make it a work of your flesh at all. Just press in faith. Jesus, you said it. Jesus, you said it. I believe it. I have it. It's right there before me. It's mine. If you're sick, I tell you tonight, do not leave that way. You do not have to. There is so much healing virtue in this room right now. I don't care if it's cancer. I don't care if you ain't got a leg. You walk out of here with it. Amen. I don't care if you've been backslid so long you don't know what to do no more. There's a God who does. And He's here right now. There ain't no devil can be hidden. You think I'm just saying things. That's calling out spirits. They're calling out trying to get it to each other. Encourage one another. Keep you down. But the word keeps coming. Get them off of that. Get them off that. Don't let them believe that. Don't be so foolish. Don't suffer in vain. You've all suffered as Christians. Hold out to the end. You're a Christian. What in the world would you have suffered all that as a Christian before just to lose it now? God don't run His program that way. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
I just want you to accept right now in this presence of faith. We've all got needs. Put them up there. Just say them right to the Lord. Lord, I believe this promise. Hallelujah. Take it in your hands when you hold it up there. That, Lord, my hands are holy hands. I'm lifting holy hands because of the blood of the Lamb. Lord, and I believe it. I believe it. I'm not going to work a miracle by my flesh. I believe it by the Holy Ghost that's in this room, that it's already done. Happen. Praise God. Praise God. Let the effects of the Word fall on you now. Believe it. Open up your heart and just let the Spirit begin to move. Praise His name. Don't be ashamed if He tells you to shout. Go ahead. Speak in tongues, whatever. Rebuke the devil right out. Go ahead. Don't be a pacifist against him. Don't take no defensive against the devil. You tell him who's boss. The Word's the boss. You're part of the Word. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise God. Praise God. Oh, thank you, Lord. Oh, I just got to praise His name. Oh, thank you, Jesus. And blessed be the name of the Lord. He is worthy to be praised and adored. So we lift up holy hands in one accord. Praise Him now. Oh yeah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Yes, Lord. He is worthy to be praised and adored. You're worthy, Jesus. So we lift up holy hands in one accord. Sing and blessed be the name. Blessed be. Blessed be the name of the Lord. He is worthy to be praised and adored. So we lift up holy hands in one accord. Singing, blessed be the name. Blessed be the name. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Give Him a shout of praise tonight. Hallelujah.
Glory. 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 Praise you.
Yes.
Help.
Yes.
Praise Thy name.
Praise
Thy name. Praise Your name, Jesus. Thank You, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
Praise Your name, Lord Jesus.
Yes, Lord. Oh, let's just lift our hands. Let's just worship. Just worship.
Thank You.
Wave your life as a wave sheaf before Him.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
Say, Lord, I believe I'm another one.
Praise Thy name, Jesus.
I believe the prophet was the first, but I'm another one, Lord. And I wave the Holy Ghost.
Hallelujah.
Wave that token before Him. Say, Lord, thank You for the Holy Ghost. Lord, thank You for my loved ones.
Praise Thy name,
for my health.
Oh,
thank You for my salvation.
You, Lord Jesus.
Thank You for heaven,
praise
Lord.
Thy name. Hallelujah.
Oh, glory.
Thank You, Jesus.
Oh, praise
You. Oh, hallelujah, Jesus.
Hallelujah. Thank oh, just break loose Jesus. And worship for a little while.
Thank You,
don't be in a hurry. It ain't even 8:30 hardly.
Praise
oh, thank
God,
You, Lord.
God.
Thank you, Jesus.
Oh, I love you. How
thank
I
you,
love
Jesus.
You. How I adore you, Father.
Thank you, Jesus.
Blessed be the name of the Lord.
Oh,
Jesus.
Just let the Holy Spirit praise, lead your worship now. Lord. Just get away from any flesh. Just go into the holies of holies with Him.
Oh,
praise God.
Thank you, Jesus.
Woo, yes.
Blessed Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Praise you, Jesus. Praise
thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Praise
thank you,
God,
Jesus.
Praise God.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
I adore you, Father.
Oh, praise His holy name.
Praise you, praise.
Oh, I just see those souls coming in, don't you? Don't you just see those souls coming in? Maybe God put them on their deathbed so you could get to them right before they could lose it. Hallelujah. Believe it now. Believe it now. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Maybe they got to be out there and get so low until they can find that this is the only truth there's left.
Praise God. Praise God.
You just saw that. I saw that soul go by. Praise His name.
Hallelujah.
It's all right, Sister Violet. Praise God.
Thank you, Jesus.
Praise God.
Praise
it's true.
God.
Jesus Christ the same yesterday, today, and forever.
Yes, Lord Jesus. Thank you. Hallelujah. On, Lord.
What did she touch?
Thank
can I say that tonight? What did
Ghost,
she touch?
Lord,
the high priest just wanted to give her a little encouragement.
Heaven,
hallelujah.
Lord.
Don't be afraid of the gospel.
Oh,
spread it, sis.
That, Lord,
thank you, Jesus.
Thank
you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Oh,
go ahead and take the gloves off tonight. Be a Christian. Suck the devil one right in the face.
Hallelujah.
Throw his unbelief back in his face.
Thank you, blessed Lord Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Praise God. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Oh, thank you, blessed name.
Praise thy name. Praise
say, Brother Andrew, how'd you do that?
Thank you,
the
Jesus.
The Holy Ghost. There ain't no
hallelujah,
work of the flesh did that.
Father.
God did that.
Thank you.
Hallelujah.
Thank
He's the same
you,
yesterday,
Jesus.
Today, and forever.
Praise
thank
Jesus.
You, Lord.
Oh,
thank you, Jesus.
You, Lord, for your mercy,
oh, just keep
Lord.
Worshiping. Don't
we
get
love
no hurt.
You, Lord Jesus.
Thank you, Lord. Oh, thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah, hallelujah.
You just got
hallelujah.
That appreciation in your heart toward Him? Can we just
thank
tell Him we
Jesus.
Love Him tonight?
Oh,
oh Jesus, I love you, Lord. I love you, Lord Jesus.
Jesus.
You're so good, Lord Jesus. You're so good, Lord. You've been so good to me, Lord Jesus. You've been so faithful to me.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
You've been such a
hallelujah,
failure so many
Jesus.
Times that your love never,
thank
never
you,
waxed old, Lord.
Jesus, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah, Father.
Hallelujah.
Praise His
hallelujah.
Name. Praise His name, Father.
Oh, thank you, Jesus. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, praise you, Jesus. Speak to us, Lord. Hallelujah. Oh, praise you, Jesus. Yes, Lord.
Don't think that the busyness of life.
Jesus Christ, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Oh, praise you.
Yes, Lord God.
And all that you do, believe.
Oh, yes, Father, oh God, thank you.
And all
thank
that you
God.
Do, use the reading of my word.
Oh, God, Jesus.
Jesus.
Yes, Father. Oh, Lord, we lay it down in the name of Jesus Christ. Oh, God.
This is the season of bearing
yes, Lord Jesus. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Yes, Father. Thank you, Jesus.
There is a season for awakening.
Yes, Father.
Unto what I want you to do.
Yes, Lord Jesus.
There is a season of summer.
Hallelujah.
Getting ready for the bearing of the fruit in the fall. This is the season of bearing fruit.
Thank you, Jesus.
Do not be comfortable where you are.
Yes, Lord God.
Step out and listen to my voice.
Yes, Lord.
Step out and do what I am
yes,
asking
Lord
you
Jesus.
To do.
Yes,
there's
Lord.
A great reward in them that diligently
hallelujah,
seek.
Jesus.
Diligently.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord, for your word. Lord Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Oh, God, make us more sincere.
Thank
make
you,
us
Jesus,
Lord.
Lord Jesus.
Let us know the revelation
thank
of that
Jesus.
Word. Thank you, Jesus. Oh God, oh God, oh God, oh God.
Jesus. Thank you.
Oh God. Families, it's time to get that altar established again. It's time to get up that half hour early and say, we're getting together and we're praying before we start today. It's a time to quit busying around and saying, we ain't got time to pray for supper. You stop, you slow down. You don't sneak in some prayer. You give God the praise for what He's given you.
Hallelujah. Don't be ashamed of unbelieving family. Standing before Him, be that example. Praise God. Praise God. Hallelujah. That's what Jesus said. That's exactly the word of the Lord. He said that right in the Bible. He says this, the cares of life choked out the word. That's right. God help us. God help us. Put the word first. Put the word first. You know He'll take care of the rest of it, don't you? Say amen. Say amen. If He'll take care of the rest of your life, you put Him first. Amen. Has He ever failed you? No, sir. He'll never fail you again. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Give me a G, Dad. I'm just going to sing this chorus. I believe the Lord's had His way tonight. Let Him just move that word right through your heart now. Let Him move that way. Remember, even the prophet said, Lord, if he told him to be more sincere, he said, then Lord, make me more sincere. We have to have the faith to say, Lord, I believe that word for me. I believe it for me, Lord, and I don't know how I'm going to do tomorrow, but I know that You're moving in my life, and I believe it, and I'm applying that word now.
Yes, Jesus.
Hallelujah. I ain't living no backslid, lukewarm life. I'm the bride of Christ. I'm on fire for God,
yes,
and the
Jesus.
Devil ain't going to stop it.
That's right.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah,
praise
hallelujah.
God,
I've got faith, Lord, wherever I am.
Thank you.
That is where I'm supposed to be.
Right.
And You'll meet me in that little corner.
Amen.
You'll meet me in that prayer closet. Hallelujah. Stay right there, Dad. Keep us in prayer, please. As we go travel, we'll be praying for you. Pray for us. Holy Spirit, have its way. Be praying for Brother Alexander for the services. Hallelujah. How many just wants the Lord? I believe He has, but you just want your cup filled up tonight.
Yes.
Well, let's just sing that. I'm going to let you be dismissed. Let Dad take the service.